Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stiff drink. We're doing that at this time of the day.
It is Friday.
It is. All right. So you want to? You into that? Having a
God, you beer. I don't do stiff drinks.
Yeah, you don't do stiff drinks at all.
Nah.
No. All right. Let's get into the hope and wish list. The hope and praise department, the Friday Good Day program with Richie at the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny is here to keep us updated and uplifted. There is hope for those who have Alzheimer's in your family. You'll be reading a lot today and this weekend about an experimental drug shown to be the first to significantly slow cognitive decline in patients that have a recognizable early form of Alzheimer's. The company is called Biogen IDEC. They have studied this, and with this release of the information, obviously, they're going to get an uptick in their stock. But it's more likely to also reignite hopes for a treatment for this. I'm not trying to be overtly focused on a sponsor, but when you use things like Super Beets that we're talking about, this nitric oxide blend, any product, anything that has L-arginine or nitric oxide in it is going to increase the blood flow to anywhere in your, if there's a reason, and again, I'm not being facetious about this, if there's a reason among any reasons to use this Super Beets product that we're talking about, this is it. This is the way to get blood. You need to get blood to all areas of your body, but your brain, especially as you get older, it gets it dries out. Really, that's Alzheimer's and dementia are just your brain drying out because there's not enough lubrication getting to it. Sometimes that happens because there's metal. If you use aluminum deodorants, for example, you're out of your mind. Look at the container and see if it has aluminum. Anything that's got aluminum or any kind of metal in it other than iron.
All of them do.
You don't. Yeah, well, no, there's Tom's. No, there's,
Tom's
there's,
does now.
There's, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. I bought it for my son, and really? it's got bought by some other company, and it's not.
Well, that's the problem. The toothpaste got bought by some other company, too. And they've got,
now stuff. They just use, like, natural scents and stuff.
Yeah, but there are ways. I buy stuff from various companies that don't have any, there's no aluminum in it. Anyway, the point is that those people who are getting it, it even comes from, if you use a Brillo pad to clean a metal, that's why I'm cooking a lot with glass pots and pans now, glass pans, because the metal, when you clean it, if you do like I do and leave the soup in there too long and it sticks to the bottom, you got to get it off. And if it's a metal surface and you use something to scour the bottom of the pan, those little metal particles come loose when you're using the pan again to boil water or cook soup or whatever. That gets into your system. It gets into your brain, and it's bad. So you don't want anything to do with any of that. But the point here is that for those who don't recognize that that's part of the problem, and you're looking for hope. Maybe you've got a parent or a grandparent that's got this, and you want hope. Is hope, hope, hope. And so that's why this looks like good news for those who already have the problem or have recognized the problem. And it is sad to see people just waste away. Winter did not get the memo, apparently, because those of us who are in the Northeast, snow expected today from the Mid-Atlantic region all across New England. Not a lot. The skies were clear when I started 3 or 4 hours ago, but now they're clouding up a little bit of snow. I'm going to drive down to Connecticut this afternoon, and I'm thinking, just an inch or so, who is going to be dissuaded about it? Although the news media would have it be another storm. Look out! A spring storm! Not a storm, it's a dusting. That's it. So, now, let me see here. This week we were talking about Ryanair, wanting to fly for $15 passengers from London to New York. You heard that story, right?
Right, yeah.
Apparently, they didn't get approval for these flights. They were hyping it, and they still haven't gotten approval. And you know why that is, because British Airways and all the other all the other airlines will get go to the regulatory agency. Well, how can they do this? The planes will crash because they're not enough money to put fuel in. You know, that kind of stuff. So let's see what happens. San Francisco, the highest percentage of gay residents in our country as far as major metropolitan areas are concerned. I don't think that's any news, is it? Gallup poll out today says that Portland, Oregon, though, is the second. Austin, Texas is the third. And New Orleans is the fourth. Birmingham, Alabama, number five. No, sorry, other way around. The top four cities that have a large gay population. This is just for information purposes. Only you do with it what you want. San Francisco, number one.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, number two. Austin, Texas, number three. New Orleans, four. On the other end of the spectrum, Birmingham, Alabama, and Pittsburgh have the lowest rates of a gay population in their communities. Huh? Why is that? Why would you want to be gay and live in Birmingham, Alabama? Probably you can figure it out without me going too far into this the story.
Yeah.
All right? I don't have to go too far into that. Richie's all worked up about his whatever is happening with the March Madness. Movie out today, this Danny Collins movie. Looks like it'd be kind of good. And that Sean Penn gunman thing. Oh, man. Does that look violent? Woo!
I haven't seen that one.
Well, it's not out. It's, you see the trailers and it don't look...
Yeah, I haven't.
It's, yeah, that's very... It's just... really violent. A powerful new observatory opening up today in Mexico, helping scientists around the world learn more about black holes and exploding stars. You know, there is a worry. How many of you are worried that we're going to be consumed by a black hole? There are those who are causing worry and concern because, according to some, and Hawking's is in on this. I don't think he said at any moment we could get sucked into a black star, but he thinks the universe is going to end by sucking itself into a black hole.
Sure, in a billion years or so.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe longer than that. But you can never tell. One of those black holes could be next door, Richie.
I think we can see it. By now.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You can't see a black hole.
Well,
you can see where things aren't, but
right.
You won't be able to see the hole.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it.
Right. Washington.
You know what I mean.
Exactly. That's it, yeah. Washington, even though the weather not too great this weekend, the annual Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yeah, it kicks off.
So what do you do for that? The trees along the Potomac were...
I don't think that they will bloom for another 10 days or so.
Oh, really? I thought it was this weekend.
The festival starts this weekend.
Ah.
But it's still like about another 10 days. It was cold, so it's delayed a little bit this year.
Right.
And so they start the festival. It runs for a couple of weeks. It's a big deal. It's you stay away because traffic sucks.
Also, as far as this is springtime, and you know it's springtime because the birds are flying back to Capistrano. Since 1776, the swallows return on the same day to Mission San Juan Capistrano in California. Isn't that amazing? Every single year on the same day they show up, since people have been watching this, since the first settlers went to Capistrano in 1776. Isn't that just the fact that they do it on the same day every single year is something that makes you have, again, sort of wonderful respect for what the world is all about, what the universe is about, what we've created here. Kenny has been following Mrs. Clinton, and apparently she started using some of the same traditional signs that her husband did in political campaigns. You want to explain that, Kenny?
Well, I just, as I'm sitting here, I have a TV on muted on the news, just right. In case something happens.
Yeah.
And today I have it on CNN, and they were showing some clips of Hillary Clinton speaking before some group. I don't know what it was, but as she's waving her arms around and talking, suddenly she gives the big thumbs up, like Bill Clinton used to do.
Ah.
And then goes back into whatever she was doing.
Like husband, like wife.
Yeah, it was eerie. Yeah.
Hey, if it works, man, it worked for him, yeah. Right? She's going to use all the same tricks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you think that's what she's all about? She's a trickster? You think she's a dirty trickster?
Well, no. Hey, they have a proven formula, a template for how to get elected president. Her husband did it twice, and so why not use what they've learned? I'm sure she's going to.
The Chinese are already into knocking off the Apple Watches.
You can
order a fake Apple Watch from China now, if you're of a mind.
This cranks me up. All right. Uh-huh. So we need to have everything built in China because it's cheap, and we all want cheap stuff, right?
Yeah.
Even when we buy Apple, which is expensive, we don't want it to be $2,000. We want it to be $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we have China build it. China hacks into our company's servers and steals all of their plans and starts knocking it off. So basically, the people that are building our stuff is stealing it also and ripping us off from all of our technology and all of our design plans. And it's just this ugly, vicious circle. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Why? Well, there's got to be somebody else out there that's cheap that won't steal from us like the Chinese will.
Mm-hmm.
They steal
not
everything from
our
us.
Friends. They no. aren't. They're not
no.
our friends.
No.
Nope. And but we don't pay attention to that. We keep keeping on, if you will, all the stuff that we buy. Some of it you can't get anywhere else. But to have
there's no honor or honesty with those people.
Well, there's no honor amongst
thieves.
Yeah, it's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 in-store and online and 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. With the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Tellys, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Mom.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world.
Let's go back for our music. Each hour of the program, we have some musical focus at this part of the hour. We get to this part of the hour. And so once in a while, we go back, find a year, has an interesting contrast in the top five songs. And this is from 1970, this week in 1970. Top five songs included at number five, Brooke Benton and A Rainy Night in Georgia. You want to crank this up for a minute, Richie? Nice ballad.
Rain to the night.
I was still a disc jockey in that era of my life until 74. So I remember playing this song. And also remember what interesting contrasts there were in pop music at the time. Because most of the time when I was working on the various stations I was on, they were pop music stations. Once in a while I found myself for a year or two working on alternative stations. But mostly I was playing this sort of thing and enjoying the contrast, not realizing how music would change so much over the next 40-50 years as it has. So, anyway, number five, Brooke Benton, Rainy Night in Georgia. Number four this week in 1970 belonged to John Lennon. Was when the term or the realization of what karma was all about became popular in this franchise. Instant karma. The lyric line of this is very interesting to listen to if you carefully listen to it. We all shine on. Number three this week, belong to the chairman of the board group in Philadelphia.
Oh,
gimme just a little bit more time, Richie. It's definitely not Motown. It's very interesting how the differences were obvious. The Spinners,
oh, the Philly
mothers,
soul.
Fathers, sisters. Yeah. Yeah, the Philly soul songs, much different. And in, for me, anyway, much more preferable at this time than the stuff coming out of Motown. Anyway, so the chairman of the board, the blue label, a two-tone blue label, as a matter of fact. All right, that's number three from this week in 1970. Number two belongs to another weird bunch of guys together called the Jaggers. This is the rapper. What do you think, Kenny, the millennials that might be tuned in to listen to this or some way they find a song like this, what do they think of this song? The whole business of rapping, even. But the Jaggers were a studio group. They didn't really... I think they're a one-hit wonder group, too. Anybody want to bet on that?
Oh, I would bet, yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, all right. So there's a clue for Uncle Bob who's listening, looking for the next song that's in the one-hit wonder contest. Number one, everybody knows this song. It became one of the most popular songs ever recorded by
Clay
anybody.
Aiken, right?
Clay Aiken wrote this? What are you talking about? No, right, Richard, yeah. Simon and Garfunkel, number one this week in 1970 with a bridge over troubled water. This is worth a listen.
This was Clay Aiken's big hit, and this is what got him elected congressman.
Yeah. Hi. Just the song, the penetration. Just super memories. I remember singing this song. I had a convertible. In this year of my life, and I used to, the windows were down, top was down. I was, you'd go down the highway and have this on and just screaming this song as you sang it. And when, especially when you get to
Man, I would love to have a video of you screaming this song with the top down in your car.
Let me get to the crescendo.
Like a bridge over.
All right, 28 after the hour on Good Day. Okay.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
When a close relationship is ending, choose to be gracious, honest, and kind. Psychologist Dr. Margaret Wehrenberg.
Don't offer hope by saying, well, maybe someday it could work out. If you are doing that, you're offering hope to be kind. But in the long run, that's not kind. And if you say, oh, I just don't like you anymore, that's maybe honest, but it's not particularly kind.
Instead, say, I think it's better for us to stop seeing each other now. I don't want to continue under false pretenses. And if you have a serious conflict with someone who has hurt you in some way, consider a handwritten note.
You can make the reason clear. I don't want to get together with you anymore because I understood that you gossiped about me and told people things about me that I thought were private. Therefore, I don't want to continue our friendship.
Dr. Wehrenberg's book is The 10 Best Anxiety Busters, Simple Strategies to Take Control of Your Worry. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Amy Nellis.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How'd that sound? Like that?
Very energetic.
Yeah, I believe.
All right. It's kind of our new slogan. We're about to enter into a campaign to further promote the exciting activities that go on here every morning. And so we came up with a slogan that I think I've nixed, but...
Which one is that?
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we need...
We won't be using that one. At all.
No. Okay. So you want to know what's going on? The Prime Minister of Israel got a call from the President of the United States. You think he got excited?
Mr. Obama on the phone. Wall for that conversation.
Yeah. Well,
hey.
According to the White House says, that this is the White House read on this, that Mr. Obama called to congratulate Mr. Netanyahu on his big election win, but it came with a warning. Mr. Obama told Mr. Netanyahu that the U.S. would, quote-unquote, reassess aspects of its relationship with Israel if, in fact, he went ahead with his provocative statement that there ought to be a, we have to have, there'd be no two-state deal, no Israeli-Palestinian thing. So we keep the conflict going forever because it's good for politics.
Two interesting things here.
Yes, Rich.
A, how does Netanyahu get around the fact that he just totally backpedaled on his promise
for a
two-state deal?
Right, exactly. Everything.
He was right at the crest of the hill, and he needed to get over it. So he told everybody for the extreme side over there, hey,
vote for me.
No two-state deal if you vote for me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, whatever.
He's a politician.
And the other thing is, how do these two guys not get along? I mean, okay, you know what?
How do they not get along? They're about as different as night and day.
No kidding.
Yeah. But you'd think they'd put that stuff aside if they weren't a couple of babies and work together, because that's what a mature adult would do.
You don't think all of our enemies in the Middle East are going, well, this is going well for us.
Right.
Let's just sit back and have some popcorn and watch us how this whole unfolds.
Yeah. Let's see here. Speaking of that, there's a question as to whether or not ISIS was involved in the terrorist attack in Tunisia. 19 tourists were killed, or 19 people were killed, at a museum. Yesterday, they said they were, but at first, the Tunisians said they weren't. I said 23 people, actually. I think the total is 23 dead. Yeah. In an audio posted online, ISIS identified a pair of men and said they were using automatic weapons and hand grenades. The two attackers were carrying explosives. The president there said that they thought the attack was carried out by a local franchise of ICE.
The franchise.
Yes.
You pay for a franchise of ISIS, please? Right. Okay, yeah. That's no problem. You have to buy our napkins, our straws, and our burger wrappers.
Speaking
$20,000
of that, McDonald's in the news this week. I want
Speaking
to
of terrorists.
Right. Well, think about this. And actually, there's a connection, sort of, Richie.
No kidding.
Listen to this. McDonald's said this week at the National Cattle Industry Convention that they are responsible for buying 2% of the entire world's supply of beef. Think about that. McDonald's by itself responsible for purchasing 2% of the entire world supply of beef. Can you imagine, the people from PETA said, how much we would save in the bad gas if we didn't have a McDonald's around? 34,000 franchises around the world. They sell half of all the fast food burgers. In other words, they sell more than Wendy's, Burger King, Sonic, Arby's, Jack in the Box combined.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I believe it.
And they are making and selling an average of 75 to 100 hamburgers a second around the world.
Now,
do the math.
They had one of the guys from Mythbusters. They had two crews on Mythbusters, and they just let the younger crew go.
Yeah.
And it's back to the two original guys. So one of the younger guys, Grant Umanyora, I think his name is doing these videos for McDonald's where you ask a question of McDonald's about their food, and he goes and investigates it and does a video and shows you about it.
Mm.
And I watched the one where he walked through their meat processing factory.
Yeah.
And you know, hey, was pleasantly surprised to see, and they go from A to Z, nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
That they don't add anything to their meat. There's no pink slime. There's no this. There's no chemicals. There's no nothing or other. The thing that still gets me is the quality of the beef that they are likely using.
Get you how?
I can't imagine they're using healthiest.
I told
animals.
You.
I know you told me.
And there are any number of there's a every region of the country.
Push some struggling animal across the
whatever they can get into the truck.
Right
is what's going to the slaughterhouse, and they take everything from the animal. They don't have this choice cut of prime rib over here and another steak. They just take all of it and they grind it up, and that's what you get. So it is, and by the way, because I've told this story before, for those who may be new and don't know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, there are in each of the regions of the country these slaughterhouses. They're usually animal market exchanges that go one way, in and to the slaughterhouse. They sell people who have cows that have been culled, or they've raised beef for a certain amount of time, 18 to 24 months. They want to get them. Beef's about $1 a pound now on the hoof. So these older cows and the cows that are infirmed or they can't milk anymore get into the line, they go through and the buyers, there are three or four of them that show up at all these auctions at these places, and they buy it and they put them on a truck and they send them. And there, I think, are I may be mistaken, so I'm not going to say this is a fact, but I believe there are 4 processing plants around the country in most every region for McDonald's, and they bring the beef in.
Cargill.
Cargill is a player, and they grind up the stuff, and then they send it. So that the meat that you're eating, let's say, at a McDonald's here in Framingham, Massachusetts, and a beef patty that you're eating in Wallingford, Connecticut, and another one that you're having down in Wilmington, Delaware, all come out of the same plant. It's the same plant. They package this stuff. They send them out. They make them by the thousands, and they put them on these trucks, and you see the McDonald's trucks all over the place, and they bring them to the store, and everything is the same. Everything is exactly the same. And by the way, most of the other chains have adopted the same thing. You go to Ruby Tuesdays or Applebee's or Olive Garden or TGIF Fridays.
TGI Fridays, right.
Them too. They all do the same thing. They process the food, put it together in packages, and they send it to the stores to be heated up. What you're buying is food that's prepared hundreds of miles away, and they just stick it in some hot water, and they cook it up or in a microwave, and that's what you're getting. It's not fresh by any stretch of the imagination. That's why people who really look at this stuff are really interested in good local food at local restaurants. And I would underscore that. All right, so anyway, do I have time? No, I'm about done with my hooing and hawing here because...
feel better now?
Well, I think that these are stories worth telling, don't you?
Yeah,
about food and what you're eating, and you know,
it fascinates me how we process the amount of food that we process in this world.
Yeah,
and then they shellac those French fries with additives and
right.
plastic,
so that
yeah.
you're addicted to
plastic yep. sugar.
Yeah, that's all. They have a spray gun, Kenny. When they cut up these Idaho potatoes, when they go through again the same processing plants in these 4 or 5 places in the country, bring in.
Well,
we played
that video on this show a few weeks ago about how they spray the sugar on it.
Yeah, it's like a spray gun that you use to paint your house.
They say that it's to preserve the color of the potato or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I got some land in Arizona I got just for you, Richie. All right, 17 and a half for the hour. Uri Geller is going to join us. I don't know. Should we talk to him about French fries? He's not much. He doesn't eat any of this stuff.
What would he know about French fries?
He would know nothing about French fries. He's a very strict vegetarian. But I'll tell you something, and maybe I will go there because we are talking about food. I've had some of the best meals in my life. His wife, Hannah, is a great cook, and he is a stickler for wanting to have good food that tastes good. And the vegetarian stuff that I have eaten there over the years has been among the best meals I've ever had.
Fine. You can talk to Harry about that. I'm going to ask him who's going to win the Final Four, who's going to win March Madness.
Oh, so you want
to... I'm going to bet the farm.
Yeah. Okay.
Harry's going to make me rich.
He's going to make you rich.
Yep.
17 before the hour, and good day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Getting oversold for wireless service is an epidemic across America. Consumers are unknowingly purchasing more data and services than they need to, resulting in unused data from their phone plans. Now there's a new service on America's largest and most dependable network that gives consumers greater control. Total Wireless offers affordable wireless service options available exclusively at Walmart. Their plans give you everything you need and nothing you don't, such as unlimited talk, text, and 2.5 gigabyte plan for only $35 a month. There's also an add-on of lifetime carryover data cards. Unused carryover data never expires with active service, so consumers can keep the data they buy. For families that need additional devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless is one of the first prepaid, no-contract, shared family family plans in the market. Shared data plans with unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigabytes of data are only $60 a month. For more info, go to TotalWireless.com or Walmart.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
At 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, Eric Geller is here, and this is a great week for those of us who believe in the power of the stars. First day of spring, full day of spring is tomorrow, comes in actually this afternoon. There's a solar eclipse, a super moon, the beginning of spring. The eclipse is not visible necessarily over here, but I think it's very visible where you are in Europe. The northern areas should see the solar eclipse. So all of these things coming together make for actually a pretty positive time, it looks like. Uri, what do you think about the power of the energies of all these things happening on the same day? What is that, synchronicity?
I absolutely believe that. I watched the eclipse. It was amazing, really. And a lot of people congregated around Stonehenge.
Yeah.
You know, that's steeped in historical mythology and legendary, etc.
Yeah.
And I really did feel the buzz, the energy. And you can imagine if everyone around the world, there are about 7.8 billion people, even if it's just a tiny fraction of them were focused on the eclipse and thought about good things, because all the presenters around the world were mesmerized by their currents.
Yeah.
So that mesmerization and the awe that the eclipse creates brings a positive energy into our people's minds. Yeah. And that's only good. So hopefully the audiences who watched the eclipse felt that buzz, and maybe their lives will change. As a matter of fact, I have a young lady in my house today who is, how old are you today? What? She's 26 today, and I told her, hey, your birthday happened, you know, exactly on this day of the eclipse. And she said to me, I know it because I feel positive.
Yeah.
So there you go.
No, there's a lot of really good energy. Great time for communication with the people, trying to fix things that have been awkward among people. And sometimes it's like Netanyahu and Obama, or whether it's you and your sister, or whether it's a lover. Or whatever, is a good time to be talking things through. So that's good. Okay, so Richie is all worried about what we have over here called March Madness. Wants you to pick a winner, and I try to tell him that's not what you do.
Oh, no. If you go to YouTube, you can see Uri change the outcome of a soccer match in the UK when he tells the guy to miss. And the guy misses the kicking the ball. It's all just...
Wait, hold on. He missed because I actually psychokinetically moved the ball away from his foot.
That's right. And you can see the ball move. So what I'm saying, Uri, is when I get down to my final two in March Madness, I'm going to email you or call you, and I'm going to say, Uri, I need this team to win. And you will go, 1, 2, 3, lose. 1, 2, 3.
He's not going to do that. He's going to say,
Richie, it's so unfair of you to ask me to do that.
He's not going to ask you.
Let me tell you this. When I moved the ball away, this was a match between England and Scotland. And when the ball moved away, later on that day, I started having guilty feelings because it's interfering with my mind. I don't mind motivating teams, inspiring them, but to make someone lose, with the power of my mind, that
not
would
good.
Be highly unethical.
Yep. So there, Richie. But maybe you can get to we'll get a win-win-win.
You and I definitely have different ideas about what's ethical or not.
Well,
I'll split the winnings with you.
I'm going with Uri.
I can win $150, Uri. I'll split it with you.
Go to Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, and see what's going on in his world. It will definitely help you in your world. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You should already have this in your mind, or maybe you have if you're a Boss fan, what this music is. Music from the streets of Philadelphia, from the movie Philadelphia. Bruce Springsteen picked up an Oscar for this song this week, 1994. What a soulful strut this thing is.
I hate this song.
Do you really?
It's so depressing.
I was in Philadelphia this week. I don't much care for the city.
Yeah, my dad was born there. Yeah. I thanked my grandparents for getting him out while he was still good.
Yeah, right.
I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. Reflection in a window.
It's a powerful song, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you can't deny that.
Yeah, no, it's a big song.
Gonna leave me wasting away.
Gonna get mugged on the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They make good sandwiches.
Gonna get a cheesesteak on the streets of Philadelphia.
City of brotherly love. I never found, when I was working there, never found that to be the case. All right, well, then maybe that was my attitude, though. I think you get what you give, Richie. If you're giving a bad time to people, you're going to get a bad time back.
You know
again.
What? Philly fan, there's no tighter people than the brothers of Philadelphia. But if you're a Redskins fan in the middle of Philadelphia, run for your life.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time for our contest. We're going to see if we can get somebody qualified for our drawing next week. The prize is a long weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. What a great, great place. So we have, this is about going to take Richie about 13 and a half nanoseconds to figure out. Let's see if you can do it as quickly and call us at 888-302-3684 and you figure out what this movie is.
I asked for a car, I got a computer. Oh. How's that for being born under a bad sign?
888-302-3684. What's Richie's favorite movie? Chucker, I'm forgetting where you are on this movie. You like this movie?
Philadelphia?
No.
No,
the other one. The one we played the first guy. All right, never mind. Hold on. Listen to the second clip before he gives it away.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Don't think twice. It's all right. All right, Chuck, you got this movie, right? Got it down?
I'm not sure.
Really? Wow. 888-302-3684. If you know, help yourself. Make it fast. Here's the last clue.
Let's see how well I know Kenny. This is going to be... I wrecked the car.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
This thing's Sarah Jessica Parker. All right, 888-302-3684. You know what the movie is, help yourself. And meanwhile, Chucker will be back in a moment with a preview of this weekend's movies that are out as of today.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
All right, so let's see here. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be a bit arbitrary. Teresa, have I ever spoken to you before?
Several years ago.
And what did you win a contest, or were you just talking about an issue? Did you?
Yeah, I did.
But that's okay. It's been several years. Give it
a
chance.
So who is in this movie, and what's the movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew Broderick.
He turns 53 tomorrow, and I said to Sarah Jessica Parker because he's married to her.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. All right, so that's good, Teresa. You should be excited because you're now in the running with only about 100 other people for, and I hit the wrong button, Richie. So
yeah, Teresa, call us back.
Yeah, call us back.
Doubly dropped you. We're sorry.
I hit the wrong little who's-a doza. All right, anyway. It is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Chucker, what's coming out this weekend that'll be good?
I don't know about good, but The Insurgent, the second installment in the Divergent series, which basically, Doug, is like a poor man's Hunger Games.
Yeah.
It stars actress Shannon Woodley, who I actually like. It's expected to do around $50 million at the box office. Wow. Also opening is The Gunman, with actor Sean Penn going the Liam Neeson route into the action zone. It's directed by the same guy who did the original Taken. The reviews here are really, really weak.
And it looks horrible. It looks like a horrible, violent, needless movie, frankly.
You know what's the interesting thing is, after winning the Oscar for Milk, playing Harvey Milk, I think it was, four or five years ago.
Yeah.
This is an interesting career move by Sean Penn. I just don't know how many people want to see
He looks so worn out, old, tired, in at least the trailers that I saw.
Other than that, I think he looks fine.
Unappealing. All right. So Chucker's pick is for Insurgent as far as how it comes out of the box office this weekend. That was an interesting description. Poor man's Hunger Games. Anyway, that's the story with the movies, and that's the story of this hour of Good Day. 59 after the hour.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.